Welcome to The Refresh from Insider. I'm Dave Smith.
And I'm Rebecca Ibarra.
We cover the latest news all day, every weekday. So if you're looking for the freshest headlines, check out our most recent show.
But we also feature longer, in-depth conversations on the latest trends and need-to-know topics. Here's one of them right now. Enjoy.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
There's a new fashion trend taking over the summer, Barbiecore. You know, like cottagecore or dadcore. It's a style, a vibe, dare I say, a way of life. And no, it's not just because of the upcoming Barbie movie. It actually predates the hype around the film. With Barbiecore, Gen Zs and millennials are embracing hot pink, fake lashes, big heels, and long nails. But Insider's Marguerite Ward, who covers diversity and inclusion in business, says there's a lot more to it than just putting on a floofy pink dress.
It's actually in part a response to quarantine and social distancing from the pandemic, kind of like a coming out of sorts that we're here, we're ready to party. But then it goes deeper than that. It's not just cis hetero white women, you know, who look like Barbie embracing this. It's women of all shapes and sizes, colors, queer women, trans women. So it's almost a statement on feminism, that you can look pretty and also be smart.
Yeah. So, you know, who is leading this Barbiecore look?
The trend really started kind of bubbling up over the past 2 years and really, you know, burst into the public eye with Valentino's Haute Couture Fall Winter show this past few weeks ago. But what's interesting is it's also being led by Black women, specifically hip-hop artists, people like Laverne Cox, and also queer artists like Lil Nas X.
Yeah, and you're right that going back even 12 years, you know, we had Nicki Minaj declaring herself the Black Barbie.
Exactly. Many attribute Barbiecore's origin to Nicki Minaj's rise to fame in 2010 with her video for Super Bass, where she's wearing a hot pink wig, hot pink lipstick, long eyelashes. And she was kind of the first in mainstream pop culture to say, hey, I'm Barbie, I'm Black Barbie, and I'm fabulous. I'm a fucking Black Barbie, pretty face, perfect body. Since then, pop star Lizzo has embraced it. Actress Ariana DeBose has made headlines. Hip hop artist Lakia with her song, I Look Good.
Don't get me started. What does it mean, though, to have, you know, Black women and queer people challenge the whiteness and heterosexuality of Barbie?
So one of my sources, Sean Grain Carter, a fashion business consultant and professor at FIT, who is also a Black woman, said that pink is a color that represents a new wave of feminism.
It's a pink that is about empowerment. It's a pink that is really about confidence. Women reclaiming this color at work, in politics, in finance, in media, in representations of women in terms of the imagery.
So it's sort of like any marginalized group taking a word and then owning it. So, for example, the word queer used to be derogatory, but then the queer community said, you know what, we're going to own it.
So, you know, as you say, this push for pink isn't exactly new. We had millennial pink, you know, which is that muted sort of relaxing color. So is this like hottest of hot pinks trend a snub somehow to this millennial pink?
It is. Millennial pink represents young women kind of blending in with the workplace. It's a soft feminine color. It's traditional. It's expected. This hot pink is more of like an Elle Woods from Legally Blonde or an Emily from Emily in Paris. It's young people calling for respect in all spaces. And it's no accident that the hot pink is also reminiscent of the pussy hats from the 2017 March, Women's March on Washington.
And Sean Grain Carter says it's also a reaction to more recent world events.
We've got wars, we've got inflation, we've got the pandemic. I mean, it's depressing if you start to contextualize all of that and think, oh my gosh, what is going on with the madness in the world? So you see a fabulous dress, a jacket, a pair of pants, a pocketbook, wearing a fun color, makes you emotionally feel good.
Listeners can't see this, but I right now have long nails that are in a hot pink. And yes. Marguerite, you say that you're no stranger to the siren call of Barbiecore. So what do you love about it? How do you feel when you're at your Barbiecore best?
So when I have the fake nails and the pink pumps on, I feel like a badass. I feel like I am a woman who is in charge of her look, her body, her career, and you can't stop me.
Marguerite, thanks for chatting with me.
Thanks so much, Rebecca.
Marguerite Ward writes about business at Insider. Make sure to follow The Refresh from Insider, presented by WebEx by Cisco, in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any other podcast app.